The Unfathomable Sovereignty of God, written by Jennifer Waddle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25. To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One. Every so often, we read a passage of Scripture that we've read many times before, yet the truth of it leaps off the page as if we've never read it. It catches us by surprise, offering a beautiful revelation of God's sovereignty and glory. Isaiah chapter 40 was like that for me recently, as I read through it with a quickening of my spirit motivated by the unfathomable sovereignty of God described throughout. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 and 13 says, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him?" What struck me most was that the God of all creation has measured every drop of every ocean, stream, and pond in the hollow of his hand. If we were able to view the entire earth from space and see just how much of it is made of water, it would be unfathomable to imagine the Lord measuring it. Yet, Isaiah 40 confirms it. Then if we were to gather just a handful of dust in the palm of our hand, we would see that each particle would be impossible to count. Yet God, in his perfect sovereignty, has calculated the dust of the entire earth. Oh, the magnitude of that thought! Each mountain that stands high above us, peaking to the heavens and seemingly impossible to climb, has been weighed by the Lord God in a scale, one so vast it is beyond compare. No one is like our God. No one has ever directed his spirit or taught him a single letter of knowledge. His wisdom is supreme. His word is living. Only he is able to judge the thoughts and intents of our hearts. And yet, the unfathomable sovereignty of God has reached down in love through the perfect sacrifice of his Son to take broken, sinful us into the same palm that has measured the oceans. Every thought, action, and breath we take has been calculated by the same measure God used to count the dust. The very same Spirit who raised Jesus, victorious over sin and death, lives in us. We are his beloved. Yes, our God is unfathomable and awesome. There is none like him. His ways are perfect, holy, and sure. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 and 26 say, "To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal?" says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Gracious and mighty God, thank you for your unfathomable presence in our lives. We are in awe of you. Thank you, Holy Redeemer, for numbering the stars and counting our breaths. We trust you. We praise you, God, for the richness of your word that leads us, guides us, and sometimes surprises us. To you belong all glory, honor, majesty, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.